Anaida.
Hi guys, my name is Anaida and today I'm going to tell you the story of the wise princess Maria. Once upon a time, a king had one daughter whose name was Maria. He wished her to be the wisest woman in the world. So he sent far and wide for the finest scholars to come and teach her. The best teachers came from all around the world, and every day they spent time with Maria, teaching her all they knew. Maria loved learning everything. But most of all, she loved learning the many languages of the world. She learned Greek, English, Spanish, French, and Japanese. She learned Portuguese, Latin, German, and Chinese before long. Maria knew more languages than all her teachers combined in. She could speak to every visitor in his own language. The king soon understood that Maria must find a husband who was as wise as she. He sent out a proclamation. Do you know what a proclamation means? It means a public or official announcement of an important matter. The proclamation said, Princess Maria will marry the man who can speak a language she does not know. Beware anyone who dares to seek the hand of the princess but cannot speak a new language will be thrown into the wintry sea. Princess and dukes, knights and lords heard the proclamation and sighed. They shook their heads and grumbled among themselves. No one knows as many languages as the princess. They all agreed, and no one came to ask for Maria's hand in marriage. Maria grew lonely and sad. Father, will no one marry me? Her father took his daughter's hands in his. I fear that may be true, my child, he said sadly. There seems to be no man wise enough for you. Meanwhile, outside the palace, a young shepherd, carrying a leather satchel on his back, appeared at the gates. I am Matti, the young man, announced to the king's guards. I have come to seek the hand of the wise princess Maria. The king guards laughed. One of them said, run to your sheep, boy. You are a simple shepherd. You could never hope to win the hand of so marvelous a girl. Run before the king throws you into the sea. But Matti smiled and said, open the gates. I can speak many languages the princess have never heard before. The guards shook their heads. Give up, boy, another said. I will not, he answered proudly. And so, at last, the guards led Matti to the king's throne room. There, the lovely princess sat beside her father. When she saw the lad, she smiled, for she liked the gleam in his eye. Your Majesty, the guards announced, this young man has come to woo your daughter. Princess Maria was delighted by how handsome he was, but she was also afraid for him. She whispered, Father, please don't harm him. He seems kind and so very brave. The king looked at Matti and frowned. If you dare fail to speak an unknown language, son, do you know what will happen to you? Matti smiled and said, I do, and I'm not afraid of the sea. I believe you will find out that your daughter does not know all there is to know. The king shrugged and said, speak your language then. Matty quickly walked to the princess's side. Beautiful princess, listen closely. He reached into his satchel and pulled out a tiny sparrow. Tususu, 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 the sparrow chirped. Matty turned to the princess and asked, "Do you understand?" The princess shook her head. "But princess," Matty said calmly, "you claim to understand all languages." The sparrow asked if he can sit on your shoulder. He let go of the sparrow and whispered, "Tissy, tissy," and the sparrow flew at once to the princess and perched upon her shoulder. Maria clapped her hands. "How wonderful," she cried. "Wait," Matty said. Raising his hand, he again reached into his satchel and pulled out a shiny black crow. "Cow, cow," the crow cried. Matty patted the bird's head. "So sorry," he said, and gently placed the crow upon the floor. "You understood, of course," Matty asked the princess. She shook her head. "No," she said softly. "He wants his freedom," Matty said, and he walked to the door and opened it. "Queek, queek," he cried. When the crow heard these words, he flew out the door to his freedom. Again, the princess started. "How do you know what they say?" she asked. Matty smiled again. "I have spent my days in the forest, listening carefully. I can speak the language of the beasts and birds. If you marry me, I will teach you, for there are many languages even the greatest scholars do not know." The king was furious. He turned to his daughter. "I thought you were the most learned person in the world. How can you let a simple shepherd make a fool of you?" Matty once again stepped forward. "Sir, your daughter is wise beyond words, for only the wise can admit that they do not know everything." Maria was so pleased with Matty's understanding that she begged her father to allow her to marry him. The king, seeing the joy in his daughter's face, knew he was wrong to have judged Matty so harshly. "You have won my daughter's heart," he said, "and I wish you both joy." Matty and Maria got married and lived happily ever after. Always surrounded by birds and animals, always seeking wisdom, always wise enough to know that they could always learn more. The end.
Question of the story with Anaira.
The question I'm going to ask you about this story is, according to Matty, who are the wisest person? The answer is, the wisest person are those who can admit that they do not know everything. I'm sure you knew that answer. Thank you for listening to this story.